They said this one bracha, we'll soon see which one it is, either Yotzer or Rabba Rabba. Then they said Aseret HaDibros, and then they said Krishma. That's the way they were Yotzer, the Mitzvah Krishma. Or bracha Esom Imam, I mean they davened with the Yom, only three brachas. If they didn't have enough time to daven no Shemon Esrei, then in the middle of doing the Korban Atomit. So they only said three brachas. One was Emes V'Emunah. Then they said Vavoida, the Trashi Bishvil Ha'avoida, she also, they just in the middle of doing the Korban Atomit. The rest of Shemoneh Esrei didn't have time to say. The Afsman Krishma Le'Egiya didn't even really come to Zman Krishma, because they used to say this right after Elos HaShachar. In the morning, as soon as Elos HaShachar came up, you're allowed to bring the Korban Atomit. So they used to make the Shechita there and start working, and right then in the middle they said Shema. Now really, we hold when you're Yotzer Krishma, only for the Metchil de Gizman is for Misha Yakir, so half an hour later. But they didn't have any time later, they'll be too busy bringing the Korbanos, they were allowed to say it right away, yet Elos HaShachar. If somebody that's not doing the Avodah wanted to say Shema then, which is before Misha Yakir, they're not Yotzer the Choiv of the Mitzvah Min HaMehudim. The Anshe Mishra had a Hetta, like they had to leave, go away early in the morning. We say then you're allowed to daven right after Elos HaShachar. Now on Shabbos, Masifim Bracha, Achas Kam Meforish Law, what the Bracha was. The Mishmar Yotzei, Shamishmaros Meskalfes Biyam HaShabbos, Vnevam Masech Tesukah. Mishmar HaYotzei, Oyseh Tomet Shoshachar. The one that was still there did the Tomet Shoshachar Musafin. Or Mishmar Nichnes, and the new Mishmar came in after Musaf, and they did the Oyseh Tomet Shoshachar Habayim Uvazichin. So on Shabbos, Gufa, you had the two different Mishmarim. The first shift did the Tomet, and the second shift did the Tomet Shoshachar Habayim. This was the Seder, how they said Krishma every morning. Pradimara now, my brachachas. Mashmo, they only said one bracha before Krishma. My brachachas, ki ho de Rab Abba, Rab Yosi bar Abba, iklu luhu asu. They went into the city. Boyumanai, they asked the people that are from there, my brachachas. What's pshan, this Mishnah Tomet, they said only one bracha. But heavy Yibadayah, they didn't answer, they didn't know which one of the two brachas. The Yosu Shalul Rab Masmo, yes, Rab Masmo also had the Biyod, he didn't know which one. Also Shalul Rab Yehuda. Omalu Hochi Yom Ashmuel Abba Rabba. The one bracha they said was Abba Rabba. The Yom Rab Zrika Omer Rab Ami Omer Rab Shimon Ben Lakish Yoytzeror says no. The bracha they said was Yoytzeror. So the machlokes is which one they said. Marki Yosser Rab Yitzchak Rab Yosef Omar. Ho the Rab Zrika. That's what Rab Zrika said, that they said Yoytzeror La Beferishitme. Didn't really say it outright. Elo Meklola Itmar. It's only from something else he said we understand like this. What's the thing that he said? The Amr Rab Zrik, Amr Rab Ami, Amr Rab Shimon Ben Lakish. Zay Semeris, from this Mishnah in Tomit, how they said Brichas Krishim in the Beis Hamikdash, we understand Brachas Ein Mak V'Zu'Azu. That the two Brachas are not Mak V'Zu'Azu. Because here they said, they only said one Bracha, they didn't say the second Bracha. So even though Matzili is supposed to say two Brachas beforehand, if you don't say two, just one, it's not Mak V'Zu'Azu. Trashi. Brachas ein mak v'zu v'zu, berach es ha'achas, v'loi berach es ha'shni, he didn't say the second bracha, nav k'mi yudei chavosi, you yoyt said the first bracha you said, v'hi sheberach, v'yein chaverta ma'keves loi ma'shein zu, mu'ulas, mo'ulas v'loi zu. And we shouldn't make a mistake to say, you have got to say too. And if you can't say both, don't say anything. So Zrika brought a rise from here, no, one bracha is good. And what's the right? Because they only said one bracha. They didn't say the second bracha. So it's right, there's such a thing as saying one bracha. Now the Mar explains. Iyam with Bishleimi Yetzeror. If the one bracha they said was Yetzeror, Hevi Amri, Hainu the bracha say Makabazu Azu. The Loiko Amri Avarabba. Because if they said Yetzeror, they held that after Elos HaShachar, it's enough time, it's light enough to say Yetzeror. So now it's a question, why didn't they say Avarabba? They were in a rush. So B'cha, they didn't say Abba Rabba, so you have a right with one bracha Yotze. But Eli, Yamrit Abba Rabba, but if you say the one bracha that said in the morning was Abba Rabba, then you have Naraya. Heavy Amri, my Hevi Amri, my bracha say mak v'zuh v'zuh. How do you bring a rai from here? That's saying one bracha yoytzer without saying the other bracha. Dilma, haide lo yamri yoytzeror, mishum lemati zman yoytzeror. I tell you, they said Krishna now right at the Elisa Shachar, before Mishayakar. So I tell you the reason why they didn't say Yetzirah, because it's not a Zman Yetzirah yet. You have to at least wait to Mishayakar to say Yetzirah. But I'll tell you, V'chimot Zman Yetzirah, but later, after the middle of the Korb Kabonis, and it came Mishayakar, the time you could recognize your friend Alamas away, have a Yamri. Maybe they did say Yetzirah. See, if the one bracha they said was Ava Rabba, you wouldn't have any Raya brachas and not mak the zuazu. Maybe we really have to say two. And for the Gemara of Ima Klol Amai, if only from a Klol, what's wrong with it? Someone know, the Ima Klol Aliyelam Ava Rabba. I'll tell you, maybe they said Ava Rabba. Hevi Yamri. V'chimat Zman Yetzirah Hevi Yamri Lei. And when it came later, the Zman Yetzirah, that's when they said Yetzirah. Hobezoi Yomai Bracha say Makiv Zu Zu. Then what does the Bryce before say? They're not Makiv. Hatei only means say the Brachas. The Seder is not Makiv. So it's in a case like this, we daven early, so it's only a time now to say Avarabba, before Mishayakar. So all you say is Avarabba. Later, when it comes to Mishayakar, later in the day, you could say Yetzirah. But I'll tell you really, Bemisin, if you only say one without saying the second one later on, you're not Yoitzer. So you need have to say both. Just the Chiddush is, the Seder is not Makiv. Even though Matkhila we say Yoitzer first, then our Rabbi, if you change around the Seder, you'd still be Yoitzer. So that's... So that's telling there's two Gemaras here. L'chur, if the Maskonis had Gemara here, they want to say that Yoitzer you can't say before Mishayakar. And really, I'll tell you, all they said was Ava Rabba, the first bracha. And they weren't allowed to say Yetzirah till later. When it comes Mishayakar, then you could say Yetzirah. So I saw in Halacha, the Mechaber says that if you have to go away early in the morning, you're allowed to say all brachas Kriya Shema, even before Mishayakar. But the Magen Avraham and the Gemara is the kasha on the Mechaber. The Magen Avraham is, when this Gemara is mashma, the Maskoni, the Chur is, that you can't say Yetzirah until it comes Mishayakar. You should have to wait. So why is it the Sabachlekis? Pshan the Mechaber could be this is only a dichud. The Gemara is only being matched and saying you don't have any raya. But it's told in the two pshatim in the Gemara. According to the first pshat that they said Yetzirah, so you see you're allowed to say Yetzirah even before Mishayakar. That's the way the Mechaber holds. But according to this, at the end of the Gemara, we're saying no, the one bracha they said was Ava Rabba. But Yetzirah they weren't allowed to say it. It was Kodim Zamanu. But the Maskon is though, that Zicha, Seder is not Makid. Whichever, even you say first Ava Rabba and then Yetzirah, also you Yetzirah. Right. The current Aseret HaDibros says in the base of Migdash, before they said Krishna, they would say the Aseret HaDibros. It's interesting because place brings down later, if Yishalmi says, Isib Yishalmi, the Yisim Gimel Pashir Shetikno B'Krishma, V'Yishabhem Aseret HaDibros. That our Gimel Pashis of Krishma have the Aseret HaDibros in them. The Yayin Bo V'Tintza Kol. It's in Krishma there is Aseret HaDibros. So in the base of Migdash, they used to Mama say the Aseret HaDibros in Aseret before they said Shema. Now the Gemara says, the current Aseret HaDibros is Shema, Voyim Shemoye, Voyim Yemes V'Yatzev, Avoido Brichos Kanem. Omri Av Yudu Amar Shmuel, Af Bigvulun, even out of the base of Migdash, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael, Dikshu Likris Kain, they also want to make a Takona, that before we say Krishma, let's say the Aseret HaDibros. Elasher Kva Bitlu, Nechom say, no, don't do it, Mevnei Terum Es Haminim, that the Minim et Avakrusim shouldn't have a Taina. What's the Taina, is it Rashi? Dikshu Likvoya Aseret HaDibros B'Krishma, Mevnei Terum Es Haminim, Shlo Yomru Liyama Yoritz, Ein Shater Emes. We'll say nothing else is Emes. The Teidu, what's the Raya? Shein Kurin Elama Shoma Kodesh Bochu Vishomu Mipid Bisinai. Klaus Loni says every morning just a Aseret HaDibros. Because that's the only thing that's Emes they heard from HaKodesh Bochu. But the rest of the Torah is not Emes. So that's why they're Masakin not to say Aseret HaDibros. Agav, when this Rashi is inside, Rashi says, Elama Shoma Kodesh Bochu Vishomu Mipid Bisinai. That the whole Aseret HaDibros Klaus all heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now usually to do a faket, we say Hashem said the first two divrus, Anoichin Layia, and then it says, Porchon Nishmosim, they're afraid of Hashem, they couldn't hear it anymore. So the rest Moshe had to tell over to Klai Yisrael. So how do you say, Loshneer Rashi says, that Klai Yisrael, that the Minim will say, Torah is not Emes, only the affairs of divrus, what they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So before I want to say, Pshan Rashi is like this, that, they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. That means, At the beginning, Hashem said the first two dibros to who? Directly to every single person in Klal Yisrael. And that they got so scared as Parchu Nishmosen. Afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. But he said it loud enough that everybody else heard it also. It just it wasn't said directly to them, it was said directly to Moshe. So it didn't affect them that much. But it's still emes, like Rashi says, that Klal Yisrael did hear the whole Aseres HaDibros. Just the first two were said directly to them. The rest eight, the other eight were said directly to Moshe, but they heard it. So, Mel, that's what says in Rashi. Hello, Mashomer, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rashi Klo, Vishomu Mipiv, and they heard it. Not that like he said it to them, just they heard it from Hashem, all the Aseres HaDibros. Haminu Rashi Akum. Tanya Nami Hochi, Rebbe Nosson Oimer, Big Vulen, it's outside the base of Migdash, Big Shulikrois, they want to be Kaveh, they always have to say, Aseres HaDibros. Rabbi Bavachonah Sovala Makvinu Bisuryas. In his shtot in Surya, he wanted Masak and Seyatheos of Dibris. He said, no, we're not supposed to do it. Ameima Sovala Makvinu Benadoi, in his city, as he felt his city is a Choshen shtot, and my shtot, there's no Minim here, we can do it. Still, the Chum said, no, Amale Ravashi, no, Kva Bitlu Mechnet Rumas Aminim. No matter where you are, you're not supposed to say it. You can't be Kaveh to say it. No, they knew what they're saying, though. We're not talking about a guy who doesn't know. No, it was a good time. Over Shabbos, Moisifin, Bruch HaSachas, Lemishmer Yoitzin. Shabbos used to make a special bracha. For the moment, my bracha achas, Omer Rav Chelboy, Mishmer Hayotze, he's the Mishmer that's now leaving. Oimel le Mishmer Nichnes, said a bracha to the new Mishmer that's coming in on Shabbos. Mi sheshochen eshmoy bebeis hazem, is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that lives in this Beis HaMikdash, ho yashkin beineichem, ava v'achva v'sholom v'reyes. He should make it that between all of us there should be ava v'achva v'sholom v'reyes, and that's the Klal of Kohanim, the Brichas Kohanim, v'ho t'shav ava v'achva v'reyes. By the Mokim Shomel Harach. Now the Mishnah says again, we are supposed to be Marach HaBroch, not supposed to be Mekatz. More now, Machloikis. Pita. Heichad the Konoket Kisa the Chamer Biyodeh. If somebody is holding a glass of wine in his hand, Ukisava the Shichruhu. He made a mistake and they thought it's beer. Now on wine, you have to make a Broch HaBorah Priya Gofen. On Shichru, on beer, you make a Shakel Nibdvori. So the Shaila, what Broch to make? Now he thought, it's a beer. He started to make a bracha. His bracha to Hashem. He thought he was going to make a shakul niyav devaroi. But v'sayim, then he realized after he said the beginning, melech olam v'sayim b'dechamra, and he ended off bar priagofen. So the Gemara pshiti yoytze. Here, 100% yoytze. Why? Dinam miyemor meshakul niyav devaroi. Because even according to his first machshava, when he said bracha to Hashem lechenu melech olam, he thought it was beer. And he thought he was going to end off with saying a shakol, even if he would have said a shakol, still you yoytza. Because if you make a shakol on everything, you yoytza. So even if it would, even though it's wine, if you make a shakol, you yoytza. So now that you said Baruch HaTu Hashem, it's good. And you ended off with Baruch Priyagof and Avadi, you yoytza. So the more dinami, a mom a shakol, even the bar was also yoytza. But to none, it's a mishnah laid in case of Mavorchin, Akud, a mom a shakol, even the bar was yoytza. On anything you eat, if you make a shakol, you yoytza. So Rashi, Tosach by the shichru of the sign by the chamra. Chilas habrocha omer almana shakel. He thought it's beer. He started to make bracha to Hashem. The chivan shagil a melech olam niska shuyayin v'yom apriyagofen is pshitel on the yotzer. The afilu sayim kol habrocha kadas psichoso v'yom shakel is also yotzer. Ava yayin d'tnan. Akulim amom shakel is yotzer. So this way it's pshiti yotzer. Elo, where's our sofik? Heicha the konaka kisa the shichra biyodei. He's holding really beer in his hand. Uksava the chamri made a mistake and he thought that it's wine. Who posach uberech adaita the chamri. He started to make the bracha aldas a borer priagofen. Now here, if it would have ended off borer priagofen, you would not be yotze. If you'd say a borer priagofen on beer, it's a bracha lavatola. So he started to say, Baruch HaTu Hashem L'Kenu Melech Olam, and he thought it was wine, how does the end of the Baruch Pregofen? Of the Visayim of the Shecha, punct at the end of the Baruchah, he said, a Shakel Niyib Dvorah. My, that's our Sophic. Vos the Ika Baruchah Razlinen, the Ika the Baruchah is the Baruch HaTu Hashem, So then you won't be Yitzah. Because since when you had Kavona, the Baruch Ato Hashem, it was Amunat to make a Baruch Priya Goffin, you won't be Yitzah. Or Ibosa Chasima, then you must know, you can go Bosa Chasima. Since in the Mitzvah you ended off with a shock on the Yibbevaroi, you are Yitzah. So Joshua will come Iboyalon, Posach Adaito de Chamra. You started off with the Das to make a Baruch Priya Goffin. They will assign Baruch Priya Goffin. You remember that it was beer. The Sayim Shaklin and Rof with Shako Mai. Vosirika Broch Vavlinen, Vyike Broch Radait Diyayin Nemro. The Heve is that Rashi Chiddush Kemoisha Sayim Biyayin. Since when you said the Baruch Ato Hashem, you thought it was wine, it's as if you ended off with the Baruch Priya Goffin. Abazoi Viyayin, Birch Asa Yayin, Moitzi Yidei, Birch Asa Sheikhor. Shena Sheikhor Min HaGefen. Sheikhor doesn't come out of grapes. You have to make a shakel, so you won't be Yitzah. So that's the Shailam. Do you go boss of the psticha of a brocha, or do you go boss of the chsim of the brocha? Toshima. Shachris, so just agav, I mean, Toys asked the question, even though we hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavona, a befrata and a mitzvah, the rabbonim, we hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavona. So we're here in the mitzvah, the person said, brocha to Hashem, lekenem melacholam shakel nebrevaroi. What came out of his mouth was a good shakel. Just at the beginning, when he said the first part, his kavona was to make a priya gofen. So like he had the wrong kavona. So Toys says, we hold mitzvahs and tzrichas kavona. But Toys says, you say that's only if you have absent kavona. But let's say you have kavona fakert, not to be yoytze the mitzvah, then you're not yoytze. So here, when you start to say Baruch Ato Hashem, you have kavona bedavka to end off with a priya gofen. So if you have a ferish kavona, I don't want to say a shakol, I want to say a priya gofen. So that's why it's a sad, you're not going to be yoytze if you go boss of the psicha. The only tzad you want yoytz is you go boss of the chsima. About at the end, you end it off with a shakel near the varai, the end alone is enough. But after kavona, here you have fakert the kavona, that always helps. That's why I'm all, when you have kavona not to be yoytz to the mitzvah, that always helps. I'm all, if you say krishma in the morning with a tanai, that if you want to, if I say it later, bismana, I don't want the first bracha, the first krishma to be yoytz. As you could do a mitzvah with a kavona like not to be yoytz to the mitzvah, then you're not yoytz to the mitzvah. Toshima. So let's bring a rabbi for this. Do you go boss of the psich or boss of the chsima? It says shachris in the morning. Normal in the morning you're supposed to start off with yotzer or v'orei choshech. Yotzer or choshech or some verse akoyim. Now posach b'yotzer or he started off yotzer or the way he's supposed to. But right away the sign b'marav arovim. He ended off saying marav arovim, and mistan he ended off the whole nusach of marav. So tomorrow lo yotze, because in the morning he's also by yotze ror and yotze amoris, and that's say marva rovim. Mashenkein posach b'marva rovim. Let's say he started off the brach with marva rovim. The sayim be yotze ror. He ended off the nusach right yotze ror is yotze. So who you see in the morning you go boss at the end of the brach. Even though when you said baruch rashkron, when you said the baruch ato Hashem lekenu malach olam, you had asked to say marva rovim, and now you said yotze ror. We say Yeitzer. So you see, you go boss of the Chsima. Even though the beginning of the Bracha was wrong Kavona, but since at the end you said Yeitzer or you Yeitzer. Who had then forkert Aris? You're doing by Marav. Posach by Marav Arovim. You started to say Marav the right way, Marav Arovim. The Sayim, the Yeitzer or is Lo Yotzer. Then you ended off with Yeitzer or. Instead of saying Hamarav Arovim, you're not Yeitzer. It's the wrong Bracha. Vashenke in Posach by Yeitzer or is by Marav. He said, Baruch Ato Hashem Lekenu Melech Olam, with Das then to say Yotzer Or, V'sayim B'marav Arovim, but you ended off good, Hashem Dvar B'marav Arovim, is Yotzer. Klol L'Shodov, what's the klal here? Hakel Holach Achra Chosom. Everything goes after the Chsima. You see, Klol, even though when you said the Baruch Ato Hashem, you had the wrong Kavona, but since at the end you said the right Nusach HaBrocha, you go boss of the Chsima. So be a Klol right to us also. And even though you start to say Baruch Ato Hashem, I'm not to make a Baruch Priya Goffin, but at the end you said a shakel near Bedvaroi, you'd be Yotze. So tomorrow I'll tell you now, Shani Hosen, you know why you Yotze here? Tikoma Baruch Yotze Amoris. Because at the end what? You have to say Yotze Amoris. That means even though at the beginning of the Baruch you said Baruch Ato Hashem, you had to say Marav Arovin. We say if you say Yotze or you Yotze. You know why you Yotze? Because you have another Baruch at the end. You have a Yotze Amoris. So with this whole bracha yoytze, because really I'll tell you, the ikka of the bracha is the psicha, the beginning. You have to say a baruch ato Hashem with the right kavona. When you start off the baruch ato Hashem, you add kavona for marav, that there it is with this bracha, you're not yoytze taka. But the yoytze with the second bracha at the end. Bati is saying yoytze amar is yoytze with that bracha. For the more no, ho nichel rav yoma kol bracha shein bo haskaros Hashem ein a bracha shapir. His rav says the ikar of a bracha is to say baruch ato Hashem, Hashem's name. That's called the bracha. So here the yoytze amar is has a bracha. It says baruch ato Hashem. Elu the rav yechon the yoma kol bracha shein bo malchus. Yechon says baruch ato Hashem alone is not enough. You have to say melech olam. That makes it into a bracha. So b'zoy ain't a bracha. Then yoytz amarish, you don't have a bracha. As we could just say baruch ato Hashem because we started off with baruch ato Hashem lakeinu melech olam yoytz aror. So we started off with the melech olam. We could end off without the melech olam. But according to Rabbi Yechon, what's the ikur of the bracha? Baruch ato Hashem lakeinu melech olam. So according to Rabbi Yechon here, when you said the baruch ato Hashem lakeinu melech olam, you had that to say marav aravim, right? And still we say if you end off with Yaitzer, you are Yaitzer. So what are you saying? Because at the end you say Yaitzer Meirith, that doesn't help you though. Yaitzer Meirith doesn't have a Melech Olam. So if you hold you need a Psych, you need a Nusach HaBracha, you don't have a good Nusach HaBracha. And the Malachur, it's a Rai, you go boss of the Chesim, it's a Rai to our cloud then. You don't need the beginning of the Baruch HaTor Hashem, like a Melech Olam. It's enough the fact that at the end you ended up with Yaitzer Ar. So we're back, we have a good Rai to our place. So the Mar Nol, still say there's no Rai here. The Mar Elo. Even the Yom Rabba Barula, k'day lahaskin midas yoyim b'layla, or midas layla b'yoyim, like we said before. There's an Indian by daytime to talk about night and day, and by night also night and day. Or the kikoma bracha or malchus mikara. Even in the morning by shachris, when you say baruch ato Hashem lekeinu melech olam, you have das right now for both to talk about or and talk about choshech. Is that tavayu koma? You mean at the beginning on both. So then even though you first had das to say Marav Arovin, still it's called a good bracha. Because even if you had das to say like Marav, and Marav also talking about Yoyim, you also talk about Or, Girdle Or Matei Choshech. So any time here when you say the Baruch Ato Hashem, it's always called you have a good Kavono. Because in the Baruch you have das for Yoyim and for Laila. So that's why by brachas of Yoytzer Or, you Yoytzer. But Shenkin Bayas, you have Naraya. Here you thought it was wine. So you said the Baruch Ato Hashem, you had das only on wine. So maybe that's not a good bracha for beer. Maybe you're not yoytze. So from this cloud we have no raya. So the more toshma bring your raya from another from the sefer. Toshma is sefer. The sefer this bracha mishnah price says chloli shel dover. What's the cloud here? Hakol holach achra chitum. Everything goes after the end. So chloli shel dover lasu yemai. Wanted to come to end. Lav lasu yehod yamor. It comes to end our case. Where you had this glass of beer and you thought it was wine and you started off with the Baruch Ato Hashem, I'm not to make a priyagofen, but since at the end you said a shakol, you go boss to the chosim, you should be yaitza. So tomorrow lo, atay lasuya naham of a tamra. It's only come to tell me a case of bread and dates. Bread and dates are different. Why is bread and dates different? For hechidami, ilay madiyachonam, if you're eating really bread, ukisavah the tamri and you thought you ate dates, so b'zoi tamri yochal or postach adayt in tamra, and you said the bracha now. So Rashi learns talking about the bracha achreina. You made the bracha now to say bracha to Hashem al eitz v'al priyetz. The sign within the hamra, and you ended off with benching for the gemara haynu boyin. That's mamash our shaila. If you would really you ate bread and you make an alamicha, you make al eitz v'al priyetz. You're not yoytz for benching. If you eat bread, you dafka have to bench. So this person now really ate bread. Now he thought at the beginning he ate dates, and he started to make Baruch Ato Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam, I'm not to make Aleitz Kapriyetz. And then he changed his mind and he said, Hazonas Olam, Kulu B'tuvai. So if you say a Yaitzer, that's Mamashah Shaila. That the beginning of the Baruch was with the wrong Kavona, but since you ended up with benching Yaitzer. So why is this case any better than our case of beer and wine with bread and dates? So the more low, here it's better. Really, really, he ate dates. And dates is something that fills you up a lot. The locher is, if you eat dates, metchili is supposed to make aleis v'apriyetz. That's a bracha achreina. But the evid, if you bench on dates, you're also yetzer. Because since dates is mason, fills you up, but the evid benching pass to pati you for the dates. What then if you drink a lot of wine? The Gemara says wine also fills you up. If you bench at the end after you drank wine for the Evid Yoytza. So we're saying that's why this case is better. Really we're talking about the person now ate dates. He ate dates. He got so filled up he thought he finished eating his bread. Uposach, when he said now to bench at the end, he started to going to have to bench. Posach b'din hamo. He said the Baruch Atah Hashem Lechinu Melech Olam Al Menas to say Azon Yisrael Kulu B'tuvoi to bench. V'sayim b'tamri. But then right away he chapsich. He remembered. No, I only ate dates. I only have to say an alayt for alayt. Here it's yotze. This case is much better. Why are you yotzeim? The afilu sayim b'din hamo. Even if you really would have benched after you ate dates, is nami yotze. My time or the tamri nami mezin zayna. Cause tamra dates also fill you up. So even though Metzchili is supposed to say Yalaitz Vapriyaitz, but with the Yevet, if you bench, you Yaitz with benching. So that's why in this case you are Yaitz. Because even if you'd end off, it would be good. But Shankin, in our case, we have the beer, you have the glass of beer in front of you. And you think it's wine, you said the Baruch HaTu Hashem, Al Menas to make a Baruch Yagofen, via that Kavona is not a good Kavona. So there we still have a suffix, if you Yaitz or not. Maybe if you go boss of the Psych at the beginning of the Bracha, you're not Yaitz. The other side of the Gemara is no, you go boss of the chitum, the end of the bracha. Since you ended off with a shakal and the varai, you could be yotze. So the ma'isa of the Gemara doesn't come out to klo maskana. So in Taisus there are two pshatim here. Taisus says pirush of alfis hashtad lo yifshato boi nazlinu lekulo ve'afilu pos v'chan v'sayim v'brachus yotze. As usual, that's the klal, and brachus is a suffix to rabbonin, and the rabbonin you yotze. So somebody had a beer anytime it's negate a lot of brachus. If you start making a first bracha to Hashem, I'm asked to make a shakal, and then you realize, no, you're supposed to say eights, or forget, you're supposed to make an eights, and you start to say, you took a banana, you thought you're supposed to make an eights, you said, bracha to Hashem, I'm asked to make an eights, and then you ended up a Baruch Priya Dhamma, so that's how he says, but you are Yaitza. But even though it's a suffix of the Gemara, suffix of Rabbani, you go to Kula. The Riyah Yayim al Chumra, he said, no, it's not the Baruch Pamacheris. The Riyah was Machm here. But Allah it's brought down, you could be Yaitza. We hold that Torah for a teres Allah, there's a suffix in the Rabbanim, and a Brach in the Rabbanim, you are Yaitza. So as long as you ended off the Brach with the right Nusach, you Yaitza. Even though when you said the Brach to Hashem, you thought to make a different Brach, and then you Chapsich, no, it's not an Eitz, it's supposed to be a free Adama, you are Yaitza. Because we go both to the Chitum. By the Omar Rabba, Bachilino, Saba, Mishmei, the Rav. Kosh loy Omar, MS, Vyatsev, Shachris. What? Yeah. If you, because of Techel Yibba, it's also good. Yeah, if you'd say Techel Yibba, it would also be good. If you go back to it, say the right word. Omar Rabba, Bachilino, Saba, Mishmei, the Rav. Kosh loy Omar, MS, Vyatsev, Shachris. We don't say it's the Bracha after Krishna in the morning. Or else, emes v'amuna arvus, you don't say the bracha afterwards at night time, is lo yotzi dechavosai. You're not yotzi yechavis. But first we'll say, it doesn't really mean you're not yotzi krishma, but you are yotzi krishma. And to say you're not yotzi the bracha is also pshita. To say you're not yotzi the bracha kitikuna, the way you were supposed to say it. Why? Shenema, the posik says, la hagid baboike chazdecha v'yamunoska balelis. It's in the morning, you're supposed to say about the chesed that Hashem did to us. That's the emes v'amuna we say in the morning, all about the ches that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and he killed Makas Bechoris, and made a Kriyas Yamsuf. That's all the ches that Hashem did to us. V'yemunoscha ba'leilois, at night time b'amara, we talk about that Hashem Mitzrayim will bring the Yeshua. That's called, we have a munish shleimah, that will be a Yemaisa Mashiach. That's what we're talking about by Mara. That's from this postik, l'hagim ha'boike chazdecha, in the morning we say the ches that Hashem did to us already, and at night we talk about the emunah that Hashem will do to us. Now, galeinu mikav kolaritzim, mekel niflo, ni mitzureinu, avshalang mulu, kolebe nevshenu, ha'isu gudol tzare chekia, nisu v'nifloa, tzare mistor, this is that Hashem keeps on doing to us, and does protect us. That's at night. Rashi says, Mikol mish layoma brichas enes v'yatzev k'moshe tiknu v'chein emes v'amuna b'yarvis layotzev sh'nem al hakem v'bukach adecho v'brichas emes v'yatzev kudo ha'cheset sh'osim avaseinu hi sh'atzionu mimitzrayim v'bok alem hayom v'avirim. He took us through the Kriyas Yamsev. It's very important in the morning when we say the emes v'amuna, it's supposed to have this emes v'yatzev, you should have this in zinim. We're saying these three things, that's the chesed that Hashem did to us. It took us out of Mitzrayim and made a Kriyas Yamsuf with the Makas Bechoros. Or Berachas Emes V'Munah Medabe Boa Afal Asidis Shonu Mitzatim Sheikayim Lodu Avtachosoy V'Yamunosi L'Galeinum Yad Molochim Yad Ritzim Shom Nashenu V'Chayim L'Aduchenu Mabom Sebenu Kolelo Anisim Atirim Tomit. That's called V'Yamunah at night time. Hotayis says Lahagil Baboyke Hazdecho. So what is the chesed? So it has two pshotim. Chesed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu also lana b'Mitzrayim. That's one chesed that he already did to us in Mitzrayim. V'yemunos refirish medaber al ha'osid. Shonu mitzapim sheyishmer atachosoy v'yemunos v'yigoleinu mi'adam lochim. V'soif brachadol choyzu leguno deparu. At night when we say Goal Yisrael, that's not going on the gula, what will be. That's going back to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ve'elis megulu letzvila. Inam zatoyis saldas ha-medrish, chadoshim labkorim rabba munasecha, shodim mayim edomafi bruche, biyodim machzir ba'ala yigia. The chesed we say in the morning is that Hashem gives us back on the shoma. He won't smoke out. It's a tremendous chesed. Nighttime, you all iskemated, you go to sleep, you're knocked out, you wake up in the morning all refreshed. The Hashem took you in the shoma with iskemated, and the morning comes back fresh. That's the chesed he's all saying in the morning. I just thank Hashem the chesed, we got back fresh again. Supposed to bow down by Baruch. When do you get up? Before you say Hashem's name, you should stay standing up. So when you come to Hashem's name, that's like the Baruch, like you should be standing up. The Pesuk in Malachi says, "Mipnei Shmi Nachas." In front of my name, you should be bowing down. For the Gemara Mikstiv Bishmi, does it say like buying my name, Gufa? Mipnei Shmi, in front of my name, Siv. So that's like we do. Before we say Hashem's name, we're Nochas, we bow down. But Hashem's name was standing up. Omalei Shmuel Chia Barav, Bar Urayin, you're a Ben Tam Chochem, Tov Yem Lachamilsa, come and tell us, Milsam Al Yisra, good things, the Yom Avucha, something good halacha your father said over. Hochi Yom Rov, this is what your father said, Kishu Kareya Kareva Baruch, when we bow down by Baruch. Ho Kishu Zoike, Zoike Peshein, when you stand up, you're supposed to stand up before you say Hashem's name. Rasheshes Ki Korah Kichizra, when he used to bow down, he bowed down very fast, so Rashi Kichizra means Shevet Biyad Odom, like a stick he bowed.